Now we'll get on with some uplifting news about the city. In a good growth league, Norwich has come 14th out of 42 in the country. And we are also told that Norwich researchers are recognised nationally. Then we are to see a grand new Primark shop in Gentleman's Walk as their new building reaches completion. And the new Playhouse Theatre is to have a major overhaul. At the market, there are 12 new murals to improve the visual effect.
Norwich moved up 4 places in the National League table for good growth, which looks at factors like the unemployment rate, the average income of workers, and travel to work times. The Good Growth for Cities 2019 index shows Norwich moving up 4 places compared with last year, largely due to improvements in income distribution and the work-life balance, measured by the percentage of people working 45 hours a week or more. The PricewaterhouseCoopers index measures the performance of 42 of the UK's largest cities. England's local enterprise partnerships and 10 combined authorities against 10 criteria which the public think are most important when it comes to economic well-being. These include jobs, health, income and skills, as well as house affordability, travel to work times, income equality, environment such as the carbon emissions, and the number of business startups per head of population. For the third year running, Oxford, Reading and Southampton remain the top 3 performing UK cities, with the South East outperforming the rest of the UK, with 7 out of 9 cities scoring above the UK average. However, Norwich ranked below the index average for housing affordability, suggesting the area is becoming increasingly unaffordable. It was also the only city in the South East below the national average for the number of new businesses per head of population.
9 researchers in Norwich have been named as the most influential across the world. The researchers based at Norwich Research Park have been included in the Highly Cited Researchers 2019 list, which recognises researchers ranking in the top 1% by citations for their field. David Parfrey, Executive Chairman for Anglia Innovation Partnership, LLP, that runs Norwich Research Park, said, "I am really delighted to see that yet again Norwich Research Park has been recognised globally for the excellence of its science-based research."
Retailer Primark has confirmed that it will be opening its new massive Norwich store on Wednesday, December the 11th. The retail giant's new store in Haymarket will offer more than 50% more retail space than the old shop, with 3 floors of fashion in more than 60,100 square feet. The store, which has been refurbished over the past year, will be selling all Primark's latest trends in women's wear, men's wear and kids' wear, including footwear and accessories, as well as lingerie, beauty and homeware. The Haymarket store closed in April 2018, opening in a temporary venue in St Stephen Street, which has already been earmarked to be leased by a new business.
The spotlight will be on Norwich Playhouse in 2020, with a major redevelopment in this pipeline to mark the venue's 25th anniversary. Stephen Crocker, Chief Executive of Norwich Theatre Royal, Stage 2 and the Playhouse, revealed ambitious plans for the venue at the annual Centre Stage event as he reflected on a record-breaking year and looked ahead to the next 12 months. At the event, which took place in the auditorium at the Theatre Royal, Mr Crocker said the Playhouse would undergo a transformation and a capital fundraising project would be launched to coincide with the anniversary in December 2020. The redevelopment will see the front of the house facilities expanded at the playhouse to significantly improve universal access, boost green initiatives, and upgrade the overall visitor experience.
It is one of the oldest and largest outdoor markets in the country, known for its quirky stalls and array of food. But now Norwich Market has been given a colourful makeover after 12 murals were created by city artists. Voted as Britain's best large outdoor market 2019 by the National Association of British Market Authorities, the historic market has been a magnet for city shoppers for centuries. To celebrate the award, Norwich Business Improvement District has unveiled a series of murals that highlight the past, present and future of Norwich. Groups from Notre Dame School, Free School Norwich, the Norwich School, Open Youth Trust and Norwich Theatre Royal transformed the market with the help of a number of artists. And the resulting murals celebrate the city's rich heritage and culture to bring stories of the city and the market to life.
12 newly designed totem poles have cropped up across the city centre, offering information on Norwich. People who connect their phones and tablets to the totems, called City of Stories totems, can enjoy historical facts, travel tips, information on the nearby area and 3D buildings and icons. Events, attractions and business tip-offs from the newly launched Visit Norwich website can also be discovered when visitors scan a barcode on the pole, although it is currently in pilot stage. And to go hand in hand with the totems, free Wi-Fi has been doubled throughout the entire city centre from Chapelfield Gardens to Prince of Wales Road. People can log on to the internet, which has speeds of up to 5 megabits, by choosing Free Wi-Fi Norwich Bid on Wi-Fi settings. Registration is needed, but only once, through either Facebook or a registration form. Devices will then automatically pick up the Wi-Fi whenever it is in range.